KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school wrestling last night, Audubon defeated Riverside 46-30. Also, Audubon beat Logan Magnolia as part of a double duel, 40-36. Also in wrestling last night, in a quad at Shenandoah, it was Shenandoah beating Exira EHK 36-33. Shenandoah topping East Mills 56-18. Griswold beat Shenandoah 42-30. It was Griswold over Exira EHK 52-24. Griswold beat East Mills 39-27. And Exira EHK over East Mills 34-30. Officials with the Monsanto Seed Company said on Tuesday that Blaine Kirkhoff of Audubon has been selected as a winner in the America's Farmers Grow Communities Contest, which gives farmers the opportunity to win $2,500 for their favorite local nonprofit organizations. Those donations are available through the Monsanto Fund. Kirkhoff has designated the Audubon High School Wrestling Fund to receive the award in Audubon County. Kirkhoff is the head wrestling coach at Audubon. Audubon Community School District Superintendent Brett Gibbs, Kirkhoff, and a Monsanto representative will participate in a check presentation ceremony Saturday. Farmers in 39 states and 1,245 countries were eligible to win $2,500 for their favorite nonprofit community groups. Nearly 60,000 farmers participated in the second annual Grow Communities program. In boys high school basketball action last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Atlantic defeating Glenwood 55-40. Clarinda beat Savannah, Missouri 43-35. Lewis Central downing Denison 47-45. It was Sydney over Shenandoah 87-53. And Harlan beat Ralston, Nebraska 45-42. In Western Iowa conference play, game heard here on KJAN last night, Ricky Williams poured in 27 points to help lead Riverside to a 63-46 win over Audubon. AHST over Griswold 52-48. Tri-Center beat Underwood 64-61. And Trainer downing Missouri Valley 80-50. In boys Rolling Hills conference play last night, it was Cam over Walnut 60-41. Ankeny Christian beat Adair Casey 47-45. Exira EHK a 49-39 winner over Orient Maxburg. Elsewhere in boys hoops, it was ADM over Carroll 76-62. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Guthrie Center 45-43. East Mills over Nishnabotna 69-42. Nottoway Valley beat Corning 78-47. Lennox over East Union 73-60. Mount Air topping Bedford 51-35. Sioux City North beat Abraham Lincoln 81-44. It was Sioux City West over Thomas Jefferson 71-60. Stanton beat South Page 44-39. Fremont Mills over Essex 62-30. Villisca beat Clarinda Academy 52-51. Woodward Granger over Panorama 56-54. And St. Albert topping Concordia, Nebraska 69-51. In girls basketball last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Glenwood over Atlantic 72-32. Red Oak beating Stanton 47-36. Shenandoah over Sydney 48-31. In Western Iowa Conference play, Audubon beat Riverside 54-27. It was AHST over Griswold 34-31. Missouri Valley beat Trainer 63-59. Tri-Center over Underwood 58-42. In girls Rolling Hills Conference play, it was Cam over Walnut 45-32. Adair Casey beat Ankeny Christian 60-44. Iowa Christian over Glidden Ralston 52-26. East Green beat Peyton Sherdan 43-29. Also in girls hoops around the region, East Union beat Lennox 50-49. It was Bedford 59-24 over Mount Air. Carroll topping ADM 54-38. Coon Rapids Bayard 48-28 over Guthrie Center. Abraham Lincoln beat Sioux City North 58-50. Nottoway Valley 56-46 over Corning. Panorama beat Woodward Granger 52-47. It was Sioux City West over Thomas Jefferson 66-29. Fremont Mills stopping Essex 54-37. Lincoln Lutheran of Nebraska over St. Albert 37-29. Charter Oak Ute beat Whiting 33-31. IKM Manning over Logan Magnolia 87-14. West Monona top Boyer Valley 39-37. Arweva beat Woodbine 85-33. And Villisca was a winner over Clarinda Academy 76-10 last night. In men's college hoops, off to its worst start in the Big 12 in 14 years, Texas was desperate for a win. The Longhorns finally got one, even if they let what could have been a rout turn into a nervous finish in the final minute. Mick Cabongo scored 13 points, Julian Lewis had 12, and Texas ended a three-game losing streak with a 62-55 victory over Iowa State last night. Texas got the victory despite a bad night by leading scorer Jacoven Brown, who scored 12 points, just 3 of 16 from the floor, though, and he also had 5 turnovers. Brown and Kabongo did make key late baskets that held off an Iowa State rally. The Cyclones trimmed an 18-point second-half deficit to 58-55 after three-pointers by Chris Allen and Chris Babb in the final minute. Brown made 2 free throws with 21 seconds left, and Kabongo's steal from Allen and fast break layup 9 seconds later ended things. Iowa State beat Texas in the conference opener, but the Big 12's top three-point shooting team struggled badly from long range in the rematch, as the Cyclones, who averaged 9 three-pointers a game, hit on just 5 of 21 last night. Royce White led Iowa State with 15 points, 15 rebounds, and 5 assists, but scored just 4 points in the second half. He was just 1 of 7 from the free throw line. Cyclones fall to 14-6 overall, 4-3 now in Big 12 conference play. Elsewhere, top 25 men's hoops last night. Kentucky handled the pressure that comes with being the top-ranked team in the AP College basketball rankings just fine in the Wildcats' first game since ascending to that top spot. Darius Miller came off the bench to score 19 points, and Kentucky cruised past Georgia 57-44. Elsewhere, Perry Jones III had 21 points and 12 rebounds to help number 6 Baylor bounce back after its first 2 losses of the season. They beat Oklahoma 77-65. Number 13 San Diego State extends its winning streak to 11 with a 52-42 win over Wyoming. 17th rated Marquette beats South Florida 67-47. The Golden Eagles have won 5 straight. Tim Hardaway Jr. scored 19 points, helping number 20 Michigan defeat Purdue 66-64. In the NBA last night, New York beat Charlotte 111-78. It was Orlando topping Indiana 102-83. Miami beat Cleveland 92-85. Toronto downing Phoenix 99-96. And Portland a winner over Memphis 97-84. In the National Hockey League last night, Washington beat Boston 5-3. Buffalo 2-1 in a shootout over New Jersey. Toronto beat the New York Islanders in overtime 4-3. New York Rangers shut out Winnipeg 3-0. Tampa Bay over Columbus 4-2. Philadelphia, double overtime 3-2 winner over Florida. Pittsburgh beat St. Louis in double overtime 3-2. Also, Dallas beat Anaheim 1-0. Nashville over Chicago 3-1. Minnesota beat Colorado 3-2. Phoenix over Ottawa 3-2. San Jose 1-0 over Calgary. And Vancouver in double overtime 3-2 over Edmonton. Hundreds of mourners paid their respects to Joe Paterno at a public viewing on the Penn State campus. The former Nittany Lions football coach passed away from cancer on Sunday. Paterno will be laid to rest today. More than 10,000 free tickets were made available to the public for a memorial service Thursday in the school's 16,000-seat basketball arena. They were snapped up in 7 minutes. The memorial also will be broadcast on cable TV's Big Ten network. Navy has accepted an invitation to play football in the Big East starting in 2015. The Service Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, has been a football independent since the program began in 1879. The midshipmen have been thriving over the last decades. They played in 8 straight bowl games before slipping to 5-7 this season and have won a record 10 straight games against rival Army. Elsewhere in college football, Mike Stoops has received a 3-year contract that will pay him $600,000 annually to be the defensive coordinator for Oklahoma. He'll be working under his brother, head coach Bob Stoops. Cincinnati football coach Butch Jones has received a 3-year contract extension and a raise for leading the Bearcats to a share of the Big East title and a win over Vanderbilt in the Liberty Bowl. Oh, the Oakland Raiders reportedly will hire Denver Broncos defensive coordinator Dennis Allen as their new head coach. Fox Sports and ESPN are reporting that the sides were still working out the final details, but an agreement had been reached. The Raiders haven't confirmed the hiring. Allen will be the first Raiders coach with a defensive background since late owner Al Davis hired John Madden before the 1969 season. Davis exclusively hired offensive coaches after Madden, including Hugh Jackson, who was fired after going 8-8 in his only season on the job. The 39-year-old Allen helped the Broncos improve their defense this season on their way to an AFC West title. Allen had served as New Orleans' secondary coach the previous 5 seasons and also had coached for Atlanta. In baseball news, a person familiar with the deal says free agent first baseman Prince Fielder and the Detroit Tigers agreed Tuesday on a 9-year, $214 million contract. Detroit boldly stepped up in the Fielder Sweepstakes after the recent knee injury to star Victor Martinez. A week ago, the Tigers announced that the productive designated hitter could miss the entire season after tearing his left ACL. Adding Fielder gives the Tigers two of the game's premier sluggers, pairing him with Miguel Cabrera. Last season, Fielder slugged 38 homers and drove in 120 runs to help Milwaukee win the National League Central. The 27-year-old Fielder broke into the big leagues with the Brewers and played seven seasons with them. That move also keeps Fielder's name in the Tigers family. His father, Cecil, became a big league star when he returned to the majors from Japan and hit 51 home runs with Detroit in 1990. Cecil played with the Tigers into the 1996 season. Two-time National League Cy Young Award winner Tim Lincecum and the San Francisco Giants have reached a verbal agreement on a two-year contract worth $40.5 million. The 27-year-old right-hander had asked for a near-record $21.5 million in salary arbitration and had been offered $17 million by the club. He remains eligible for free agency following the 2013 season. Lincecum has been an All-Star in each of his past four seasons. All-Star catcher Russell Martin and the New York Yankees avoided salary arbitration, agreeing to a $7.5 million one-year contract. Also yesterday, the Oakland Athletics and free agent pitcher Bartolo Colon have agreed to terms on a one-year deal. Outfielder free agent infielder Wilson Betemeet and the Baltimore Orioles agreed to a two-year contract worth $3.25 million. He played for Kansas City and Detroit last year. Cleveland manager Manny Acta says the pitcher known as Fausto Carmona is an important part of the rotation, and the team is doing what it can to speed up his arrival. Carmona is accused of using a false identity to play baseball in the U.S. and faces a judicial process in the Dominican Republic. The Toronto Blue Jays have signed pitcher Brandon Morrow to a three-year contract. It's worth $20 million. Five-time All-Star catcher Jorge Posada officially ended his Major League career, announcing his retirement after 17 seasons with the Yankees yesterday. Tony La Russa will become the second retired manager to lead an All-Star team next season, joining Hall of Famer John McGraw. La Russa concluded a 16-season run in St. Louis with the team's second World Series title in 5 years last October, stepping down after 33 seasons overall. Commissioner Bud Selig announced Tuesday that the 67-year-old La Russa will manage the National League in this year's July 10th game in Kansas City. And Carlos Peña officially rejoined the Tampa Bay Rays after passing a physical. He agreed to a $7.25 million one-year deal last week after spending last season with the Chicago Cubs. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.